And these were the first families where, that I have mentioned, that settled or came to operate close to the Winnisk Hudson Bay Post. These were the birds, Costagians, hunters, Catahquabits, and some of the families that have came and moved away. There were some people called Kagigiaban. They lived for a while and then they moved back to Fort Severn. And then they were inland people. They were the inland people up the Winnisk River system. These were the people who were known as Asuhkamiguk, Sekapuetam, and then Wabanuk, and then Pichapan. There were four major families who live upriver, and then, including Matthews, they live up the river system. They trade at the mouth of the Winnisk River from 1885 up to the end of the fur trade, I mean major operation on 1950, I guess it's the last of its major operation. I mean where people begin to stop going into the bush to camp in up the rivers and away from the settlement. And this later on, when the priests began to permanently settle in the Winnisk missionary, this was in 1934, the priest began to stay there during the year. And his name was Opiwas. I think his name was Father Bodwe, I'm not sure. Opiwas was his nickname. So he was the first priest to settle there during the winter. When he did stay there all winter, more people come into the settlement for the Christmas celebration at the Christmas day, and some stay till New Year's time. That was the change of tradition of our people. All this caused because the European have settled there to deal with the Winnisk area ban. The ban means people, Winnisk area people. And it was from then on, 1934, that more families come to exchange, some at Wapiska and some Fort Severn, they come and go. Only those families remain to be the key Winnisk area band, and up the river, there were Sekapuetam, and Asuhkamiguk, and Matthews, and Pichapans, and there were some, and Wabanos. These were the five major families who lived up rivers, and will come only in the springtime. And those who live in across the region and in close tributaries of Winnisk River, like Mishimadawa River, there were Sutherlands who lived there, Sutherlands family. And the Gulls, Sutherlands remain as Sutherlands, it didn't change. But the Gulls, Kiask, Benas Kiask, who was the first one to stay all year round almost in the Winnisk settlement. Not right in at the settlement, but maybe 4 miles away from there. And also live about 17 miles upriver from the Hudson Bay Post. Because he works for the Hudson Bay.